Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer here with Zach Fleischman, and you've seen him everywhere, CEO at Shark Wheel. Welcome to the Playbook, Zach.
Thank you for having me, Dave. Very happy to be here.
I'm super excited because I see so many deals in so many companies, and a lot of people tout innovation. And there's very few that walk the walk or wheel the wheel, as I say, when it comes to Shark Wheel. You guys literally have reinvented the wheel, and it doesn't get any bigger than that.
It's actually true. We see that all the time, like don't reinvent the wheel or it's impossible to square the circle. We've heard it a million times, but actually we have done that. More specifically, David Patrick, who's the inventor and my co-founder, he's the one that actually did it. So he found that in nature, that's how nature moves. Everything in nature moves in a sine wave. And when we started Shark Wheel, neither one of us knew anything about wheels, to be perfectly honest, but we knew about the science behind the wheel. And so we knew that it was going to be successful because a sine wave shape just has inherent advantages. And when you look at other inventions that utilize biomimicry, when they're mimicking nature, you usually see those same advantages because nature certainly makes a lot of good decisions and right choices. So sine wave movements are seen, it's why a sidewinder snake can stay on top of the sand. It's because it moves in a sine wave, and it's how fish and dolphins swim in the ocean, and it's how radio waves move. And it's even how people walk right, left that defines a sine wave. So we literally reinvented the wheel, and this is me holding one of the earliest ones we ever built. You can see it looks very cubic. Some people think it's an optical illusion. It's not at all. It's a shape that's perfectly flat on six sides, but it also rolls smoothly. And again, it's seen all throughout nature.
Yeah, it's insane. One of the things that I think about as I examine the business and do my own due diligence is that the most difficult thing, you guys have raised millions of dollars. You're on Shark Tank season six. You guys have had a lot of business in a lot of different areas, but I would think that the biggest challenge is where and how do you stay focused? Because when you reinvent the wheel or you cube a wheel or whatever you want to describe it as, I like to say you reinvented the wheel. How do you decide on which business vertical, what opportunity to pursue first and continue down that line?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it was a really hard question for us to answer. There's so many things that have wheels, and where do you start? The most obvious long-term answer is you want to seek out markets that where you're truly solving a problem. You don't want to be a fad and just be like an interesting looking thing because you won't have any staying power. And so it's really about trying to identify those markets where they are truly in need of a solution. And sometimes those markets find you. We were fortunate enough to air on Shark Tank, but we were unfortunate that we got selected to appear so early in our company's history. We actually filmed the episode 90 days after we started the company. So it was very early for us to get a lot of attention. We had one big company after another contacting us after the show, and we barely knew how to make a skateboard wheel. That's where we started for different reasons. We had the biggest medical company in the world calling us. We had the biggest, forklift companies, all these big companies contacting us saying, hey, can you make a wheel for our industry? And we barely knew how to make a skateboard wheel. So it's been a challenge trying to figure out where do we go. But what happened was after we aired on Shark Tank, two farmers showed up at our door and said, hey, we're pretty sure you guys solved the biggest issue in all of center pivot irrigation. And we said, awesome. What's center pivot irrigation? And we ended up finding out that it's what irrigates most of the farmland in the United States. And wheels are the biggest issue in the industry. They go flat all the time, and they dig these deep ruts into the soil. It causes farmers to lose tens of thousands of dollars every farming season. And frankly, it actually hurts everybody that's listening to this because it truly is like a trickle down effect where prices of food are just raised. The more it costs farmers, the more subsidies that need to go into it. If you look at all the economics of agriculture, the more you can help farmers, the cheaper food will get. the more you technically hurt farmers, the more expensive food's going to get. So what we have is we have a solution that solves a true issue in the industry, and that's become our biggest market. And we're also 80% done with our tractor wheel. So we're working with the industry leaders. We're going to be testing our tractor wheel next year, and what we found is that agriculture is likely to be our biggest industry moving forward.
And as you get industry specific, looking at the ROI, it becomes quite a great investment opportunity. And one of the nice things that you guys have always done is you provided that opportunity to people that don't always get in on these opportunities early. And you guys currently have a WeFunder campaign at wefunder.com/sharkwheel. You've taken in, millions of dollars and allowed people to participate in your success. And, when you've reinvented the wheel, it's the upside of things like that that usually aren't available to everyone. Why have you decided to use WeFunder and take the Reg CF or the crowdfunding approach?
Yeah. So we've raised the majority of our funds to date through equity crowdfunding. We do think that that's the future of raising money. It allows everybody to participate, everybody to be able to have that home run opportunity. And obviously the future of business is moving towards online applications, and it has been for a long time. So it's kind of getting with the times, and we've been successful there. So we do have a WeFunder campaign. It's just wefunder.com/sharkwheel. And it's important for people to understand why we're raising money. We've historically been an R&D company, and even though we've been heavily focused on having, a lot of engineers working here at Sharkwheel and figuring out how to make all these different applications, because again, when you have this big invention and you're trying to figure out what to do with it, you can take a short-sighted approach and just say, oh, we just want to be a profitable skateboarding company. Or you can take a big picture vision and say, look, we have something massive here. It's going to take us some investment funds to figure it out. But once we figure it out, and once we transform into just a sales company, then the sky's the limit. We can take this public, and we can have people have a massive return and a massive home run potential opportunity here. And that's what we have. So we're literally, for the first time, we're moving from an R&D company into a sales company. And even though we've been an R&D company, we have over $15 million in revenue to date. So we're very excited to say that. And that's without ever having a sales team. We never had a sales team, never had a marketing team. So we feel like this is the perfect investment opportunity as we're now moving into sales only, because we've R&D'd now every wheel we'll ever go into, except for a tractor now.
That is incredible. And I personally, since I travel 200 days a year, utilizing the reinvented wheel in the luggage space, because that shape and functionality solves so many different problems for luggage, as well. But there's so many, as a sales organization, I assume it's sales and marketing, not just sales. And so utilizing the viral nature of content today and all the different platforms that are available, will really exponentially and amplify. Even though you went on Shark Tank too early, you really haven't experienced the power of social, without even trying, having hundreds of thousands of people that are following, watching, and viewing you. Further, you were a professional athlete. And I always find this intriguing in entrepreneurs because I find certain characteristics that are utilized to be one of the world's best at something, a professional athlete, transfer over into entrepreneurship. What are some of the lessons that you learned being a professional tennis player that you still utilize today with Shark Wheel?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I truly believe that tennis gave me really enriched me with so many qualities that that translate perfectly into the business world. I don't know if everybody's familiar, but in tennis, it's the only sport where you're not allowed to receive coaching during a tournament. So when you're playing, it's a fully against the rules to have coaching. So you learn to be your own coach. And you learn to control your own emotions. You don't have a coach to call a timeout and to kind of calm you down, put you on the bench for a little bit, or help you with the strategy. It's all on your shoulders. You have to figure it out yourself. You have to deal with adversity yourself. Then there's the other thing that tennis doesn't have a time limit. So you don't have any excuse where somebody ran out the clock on you. You always have time to come back. You always have time to figure it out. And that's the beauty of the sport to me. And so you have to learn to never give up, and you have to learn to, fight your way through difficult circumstances and difficult conditions. And there's also no real off season. There's 30-day off season. So you're playing 11 out of 12 months of a year traveling around the world. So when you look at the NBA or the NFL, they have difficulty going from coast to coast, playing in California, then they have to go to New York. Well, as a tennis player, you're going from LA and then you're going to Japan and then you're going to the Czech Republic and then you're going to Brazil. So it is wildly different than, taking a few hour flight. So you have to learn how to deal with a lot of different things by yourself. And I think that having that world-class mentality where you set your mind to a goal and you're trying to outwork and outcompete, who you're going up against, is that same mentality that you need to take into the business world where, for me, it's like my new sport and I have to put every ounce of my being into it to make it as successful. Like I already know that the technology is successful and it's just about making smart decisions, bringing on the right people, and having the technology reach its true potential.
And as you move to a sales and marketing organization, you've lived this for so long. What vertical or opportunity excites you the most with all the different options and opportunities that you have at Sharkwheel?
Frankly, there's a lot of very exciting ones. I called it our tractor wheel or our tractor tire. It's a wheel slash, it's both. Most companies are a wheel company or a tire company. We're actually both. So I call it, I said we're 80% done with our tractor wheel slash tire, but really what that is it's exactly the same as our car tire. It's exactly the same as our construction wheel and tire. It's exactly the same as many other wheels and tires. So while we're introducing it onto tractors first, it's just a sizing down process. There's no more R&D that's required. It's just sizing up or sizing down. And that is the most important wheel we'll ever commercialize. Once we commercialize our tractor wheel tire, it's game over for the company, in my opinion. We're just off to the races. And we're 80% done with that R&D right now. We're almost done. And that is what I'm most excited about, is finishing that last, R&D project, the biggest one that we'll ever do.
You know what's so interesting is I've been following the company for years and years and years and years, and I'm not exaggerating, that the founders weren't necessarily the R&D specialists, that you guys aren't engineers per se, and that you kept your focus on the R&D, even though you were better suited and capable on the sales and marketing side to just go ahead and license it or take a shorter cut. For a smaller return, instead of going, you talked about this being a home run. I'll tell you, I think it's a grand slam. And I absolutely, like I said, I see thousands of deals and have had, different shows. And this is the top of the top. When you have reinvented the wheel and proven it and just on accident made $15 million, that's no joke. Why have you taken the long approach on this opportunity? When most people, especially people with your capability in your situation, would have taken a shorter term approach and just taken money off the table and moved on.
It's a great question, and I wish we didn't take as long of a road as we did, but that's just the reality of reinventing the wheel. There's no blueprint at all. You mentioned luggage earlier. Just for us to figure out how to make a little luggage wheel, it actually took us almost a year. And the reason is, we tried every configuration we could think of. It was just failure, failure, failure. And very frustrating, and thinking, are we ever going to get to the finish line? And then it ends up being the attachment piece onto a sine wave wheel needs to be at a different angle than every other wheel in the world. It's like it actually had nothing to do with our wheel. We didn't need to change our wheel. We needed to change how it attaches. And it's little things like that that have become our trade secrets now that we know that nobody else knows. And that, not only contributes to the value of the company, but shows why things took so long. is because it just, it took time to not only figure out how to make it work, but how to make it work better than a traditional wheel. And we always have had that long-term vision. We've always had the belief. We know the technology works great. And it's just about, getting the right team in place, getting the right testing done to make sure that we have really nailed it. And just as an example, we have a forklift and pallet jack wheel that's about to commercialize right now. And we're working through the final contract details with Grainger, who's a Fortune 300 company. And that ends up being almost like a licensing deal on steroids, where we just receive orders and fulfill it. We don't even see the inventory. So it's really just like a licensing deal, or what they call just pushing paper. We just receive an order, fulfill the order, but we still make the margins of, acting as a manufacturer distributor relationship. And those also excite me just for the money side. It's just passive income that's going to be coming into Shark Wheel, and all of the fruits and, efforts of our labors from the past will now start kicking forward in 2026.
Things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden it happened very slowly, and all of a sudden for the incredible company at Shark Wheel. If you haven't seen, heard, or checked it out, please do so. You won't be disappointed. Zach Fleischman, CEO at Shark Wheel, former professional athlete, now professional entrepreneur, and he will tell you it's much more competitive and much more difficult than being number one in the US or number 11 in the US. 11 is my lucky number. More importantly, though, if you want an opportunity to hit a grand slam, go to wefunder.com/sharkwheel. Take your chances on an incredible technology ready to go, proven with revenue. And you have not heard the last of Shark Wheel. What an honor it is to have Zach Fleischman here with me, David Meltzer, on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.